Hi, Ben.
Yes, this is me.
Oh, hey, Ben. It's Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Oh, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Ryan Tolkien is ready to have you on his show. He's actually on the air right now and ready to bring you in.
Okay, bring me in.
Okay, it'll be just a quick second here.
Okay. Boop, boop.
So, yeah, that was just another one of those examples of that Mandela effect thing. It's really weird because all these years I was convinced, I was 100% convinced it was Al Bundy. But it turns out that, like with a D, Bundy. But Ed O'Neill himself, in this article, straight up said, no, that all those years the script said Al Bundy with a T. And I'm telling you, I just can't believe it because I was convinced it was Bundy all those years. So I think I jumped universes, Mandela effect, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, up next, we have a guest who is an author who has a very nice book that we are going to discuss. Also, we have a little bit of a surprise for him, and we'll discuss that when we get him in here. But we will get him in here right after this. We'll be right back. And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with us today, we have an amazing author named Ben Freeman. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Ben is an author of a book called Becoming an Angel in Paradise. And you can find this book on Amazon and in several other places where books are sold. And this is a very interesting book because I find the way that I'm understanding it completely is that 2/3 of the book are really about the faith that you have, and then the last third is more about how it combines with the actual science or physics of the world. Go ahead and tell my audience a little about it.
Well, before I do that, since I'm hoping people order it, it's actually called Becoming Angels in Paradise.
Oh, Carol,
not
Carol.
Becoming an angel. Yes.
One second, Ben. Carol, you wrote it down wrong. Could you write it down better next time?
I just thought it looked nicer that way.
Okay, thank you. Ben,
yeah, if they order it without the right name, then obviously it won't get ordered.
Well, anyway. You just didn't use good grammar in your title, so I'll change it.
Carol.
Okay, anyway, in terms of the division of the book,
okay,
the first 2/3 of the book, which is based on umpteen hours since I was in my teens, and I'm now 72, of study, contemplation, and dreams, shows how all the major holy books, most secular evidence, all indicate how we must change to adapt appropriately to the postmodern era. Now, you may say, how could holy books from the past tell us how to adapt? Well, because God predicted the future. Now, that sort
exactly.
of that sort of explains. To
I'm
talk
always
about
telling
the
my listeners that if you listen to God, the answers are right there. The story is written, right? And that's just the reality of it. So it's there. It's God's story. So, Ben, I wanted to bring something up real quick because we did something special because the show Reasonable Sanity Podcast has a lot of friends, that are sort of famous, right? We're not like tooting our own horn or anything, but when you contacted the show, you said that you were interested in buying advertisement time. And Carol and I, we sell through an advertising machine, typically like an app, that tells us, that's why we get our advertising money. And so we couldn't sell direct, but we had a friend of ours, Dave, in the audience. He's a famous guy. And we made an ad for you. We're going to, after we do our actual ad break, we're going to play this ad for you to give you that advertisement. I just wanted to tell you that real quick and tell you we're going to reach out and do something for you a little bit later to help promote your book, okay?
I appreciate it. But anyway, so the first 2/3 shows, that basically the religious, secular, and objective conditions basis of why it makes sense for humans to become far more compassionate and cooperative, which is fundamentally what, it's not just what Jesus taught, it's what Buddha taught. It's what all the holy books teach. And despite the fact that Darwin said evolution shows tooth and claw, actually,
if you
study animals, the last few thousand years, the human race has been far less cooperative than we were in the past within our own communities, than other mammals are, and than most other animals are. It's an aberration how greedy and predatory and coercively violent we are. A lot of animals.
Ben, it looks like I got a question for you on line two. Line two, what's your question for Ben Freeman?
Is that me?
Yeah, line two, you're on the air. What's your question for Ben Freeman?
Sorry, I was on hold for a while. I've moved locations. Now, Ben, when did you manufacture this book out of? Because it smells different. The paper, it smells different. It has a very Chipotle aftertaste, after smell type of thing going on. Was this like Mexican paper?
No, first of all, I don't print it myself. I have a publisher, and he prints it.
I ate one of the pages. It tasted like a churro.
Okay. All right. Thank you, caller. Okay. So Ben, it sounds like he might have a physical. I don't have a physical copy, but I assume it's just made of standard paper. So sorry about that.
Yeah, no one else has told me that before. But anyway, to get on
line five, we got one of our Patreons. Line five, what's your question, Ben?
Hey, how you been, Ben?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I was just wondering, can you guys tell that old grandpa man on the phone to like keep it down a little bit?
I'm not that old. I honestly though.
Oh
I'm,
no, not you, I'm, Ryan. It's that other guy.
Oh, you're talking about Ben. No. Ben, please ignore some of these callers. They donate money to my show and then they just call in and harass. It's not really cool, but it does pay the bills. So I apologize.
It's okay.
Line nine.
I have a good sense of humor.
Good. That sometimes that goes all you need in life. So looks like we're going to go ahead and do one more call. Then it looks like the ad machine's blinking. So I'm going to have to push that button. But then Ben, I have that thing we made for you, that awesome ad that a friend of mine, Dave Mustaine, real good. You might not know Dave, but he's a very popular man. So line nine, what's your question for Ben?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Ben, I've read your book, man. I love it. I completely agree with you. Like, you know, we should all just comply. Like, whenever anyone asks us anything, just kind of shut up and comply on stuff. You know what I'm saying? And what was your favorite part of the book that you had done, Rhett? And
well, actually, because of my personal experience, what I was saying was the first two-third creates the basis. Then the next third of the book goes into what actual changes I like to make. And the first thing I bring up there is how we could end war, and particularly it would solve the Ukraine war and the bring the Israel-Hamas Palestinian thing to inclusion.
Ben,
and that's my favorite part because I've actually worked on that. I've been all over the world.
Ben, I did not realize that you had. Ben, please get that book to the right people. If you have those answers, those are critical things that are scary, right? So it's important. You need to get that book in the right hands. We're going to do our part when we make this, or when we put out this commercial. So that we promise you. So Ben, if you could hold on just for a second, the ad machine, it's going red now. That means I got to push the button. We're going to do that. It usually takes about 2 minutes and we'll be right back. Then we'll talk more about your book. And then we will play this commercial that Dave made. Dave is an amazing man. I thank him so much for this. So we will be right back, everybody.
Tonight on the Barnett Report, I have a disturbing interview with famous musician, podcaster, and sex kung fu coach, Will Blunderfield, about his new Christmas album that will be out just in time for the holidays. Here's a preview from tonight's Barnett Report. Thank you for joining me, Will. I hope your day's been going well.
So I was just with one of my bros on the beach. We got naked, we did some bro bonding.
Great.
We thrust our chests and our lower abs together with the mushrooms kind of banging together, and we both have let our pubic hair grow out, and so now my manhood and my chest hair smells like him, and vice versa.
Wow, Will. Well, it sounds like you have some crazy friends.
You know, in our society, that's considered weird. Oh my god, I smell like my bro. What the bro, my girl, my stray. It's like, no. You just actually engaged in an evolutionary adaptation. So men engaging in genital scent exchange, such as rubbing or close contact, it's evolved as a mechanism to establish social bonds and cooperation within male groups.
Amazing, Will. Okay, if you don't mind, let's talk about your new Christmas album coming out on Black Friday.
It's also good for mating strategies.
Okay.
The exchange of genital scents between dudes plays a role in signaling reproductive readiness or social status. Kind of like how women end up all in the same period cycle of the alpha female.
Yeah.
When you are rubbing your mushroom against an alpha dude, your testosterone and ability to fertilize vulvas increases.
So you're not going to talk about your new Christmas album at all, are you?
Having another dude's penis massage your prostate through the anus is actually a very powerful way to root yourself.
Yeah, I figured more of this.
His heart meridian is pressing against your root chakra gland, blessing your root chakra for the upliftment of all of humanity.
Well, none of this is going to win an Emmy.
So it's a very normal thing to want to, like, look at other dudes' penises and celebrate your penis and, like, sniff each other's balls. These are all very ancient primal things.
Yeah, now you're just being obscene. This interview is over. Tune in tonight to find out what kind of weirdo Will Blunderfield is. Only on The Barnett Report.
And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. We have author Ben Freeman on with us. Ben, do you feel that faith in the United States, in particular the United States and the Midwest, maybe even if you know much about the Midwest, has been in decline? And is that a threat?
Well, I think of faith in terms of God. So faith in a country, that's an interesting question. Do I think, but I think belief in the U.S. goodness is in slight decline, yes. Not a major decline. I think most people still do, but I think there's been a slight decline, yeah.
Do you think it's a, because I've heard statistics that there's less people going to church, but that doesn't necessarily reflect in faith, right? Do you think that hurts?
I think, if I may go back to your first question about faith in the United States, then come back to the church, I think the reason that faith in our country has declined is the truth is our best years were the 50s and 60s.
And that and would,
somehow
yes, and
things have gotten a little worse, so obviously it causes people to have less faith.
How can I ask you this? How old were you in the 50s?
Well, that's when in the 50s. I was born in 1951.
Okay. So you didn't really know much about the world then, so that could cause the other side.
Actually,
okay,
I was a pretty precocious 9-year-old. But
okay. Yeah. Well, no, I met the world's richest 4-year-old before on the show. So, I mean, I am impressed by, 9-year-old by all means, but I met a real good 4-year-old. Looks like we got one on line 6, and then it looks like we want to do Dave's ad for you. So line 6, go ahead. You're on with Ben.
Yeah, hi, I'm building a house out here in the country. I was inquiring about your book, An Angle in Paradise. Which angle is the best angle for getting God's will and love into my life?
Well, first of all, the book is Becoming Angels in Paradise, not angles.
Right, angles.
Yeah, okay.
Angels. But I don't know which angle is the best. You stumped me.
45, a 33, or maybe a 343, and spin it around.
I'm not sure.
You got any answer for that?
I don't know the answer to his question.
Okay, fair enough. Right. I often don't. When my callers call in, I often do not know how to respond whatsoever, but Gerald just puts another one through. So, hey, it looks like, Ben, we're going to go ahead. We have this ad, so we know a guy named Dave who is a rock and roll legend, and he's a friend of the show, and he just happened to be around that day, and he made this ad when we seen you. We were like, oh, man, we should make an ad for this guy, right? Because I said, oh, I want to do a live read, and he was like, no, that's stupid. I want to rock, and I said, awesome. So here's an ad for your book, Angels in paradise. Carol, you got me
becoming
all
becoming angels in paradise.
Becoming angels in a paradise, right.
The beheading of 12 angels.
Okay. So here it goes, everybody. This is the premiere of Ben Freeman's commercial for his new book. Here we go.
Hey, metalheads. This is Dave Mustaine, and I've got a story to share. You know me from my thrash metal days with Metallica and Megadeth, but today I'm here to talk to you about a different kind of transformation. Since becoming a grandpa, I've reevaluated my life thanks to Benjamin Freeman and his eye-opening book, Becoming Angels in Paradise. It's been a game changer. I used to live life in the fast lane, drugs, alcohol, and banging lots of hot chicks while their husbands watched. But I've learned from Benjamin the importance of cooperation and mutual gains. Don't get me wrong, I still bang lots of married chicks, but I've toned it down a bit on the drugs and alcohol. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and check out Becoming Angels in Paradise by Benjamin Freeman. It's a life changer. Yeah!
Transform your life like Dave Mustaine did. Grab a copy of Becoming Angels in Paradise by Benjamin Freeman now. Available at your local bookstore or online.
And there we go, Ben. That one is free. It's on the house, and you can use it at any station you want.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So what did you think? Was it good? I mean, Dave obviously knows of you and your writings. So.
Yeah, I think it's an entertaining ad, and it's good, yeah. If he wants to have me run it, send me an email. You have my email address, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, we'll send you this email, and then we can, get it out there. Dave won't care, and people will be like, Dave Mustaine promoted your book, and it'll be a something. That's for sure. So, anyways, Ben, it's been great having you on. Your book that I'm still confused on the title. I don't... Angels
becoming,
in the
outfield. It's not complicated. Becoming angels
in the outfield.
In paradise.
No, in the outfield.
Yeah, Carol updated the note. It now says angels in the outfield.
In the out. Like, that's how you remember it. In and out. Angels in the outfield.
You guys have fun with your show, don't you?
Usually.
Hey,
Ben, great to have you. Oh, go ahead.
Would you need anyone to proofread your book?
Why, you want to proofread it for me?
Yeah, I'll help you, because I know you have some issues.
I did have a proofreader before I published it, but if you find mistakes, you're welcome to.
They were awful.
Anyway, you've got other people to interview, and thanks a lot for having me on.
Yeah, great. I love guests who walk themselves out the door. Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.